Good morning, a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, Thursdays around WAMC is the day we record the Media Project. And the topic I'm sure that will end up on the list today is this. The Republican candidate in a hotly contested special House election in Montana, that's Greg Gianforte, was charged with assaulting a journalist on Wednesday at what was to be a final rally in Bozeman on the eve of the vote. It was described as a body slam, and it was because of a question over the Republican health care plan.
That's right. As you know, many of the congresspeople, we have two in our area, John Faso and Elise Stefanik, voted for the revision bill on the ACA and have been plagued by groups of people asking why they did that. And this has caused a certain amount of chaos in their camps and frustration. Now, we all know about frustration. We know that there's a point at which you should count to 10, as our mothers would have told us. Instead, this guy says, a congressional candidate, I'm sick of you guys. Yes, people can be sick of other people and can take a swing. And of course, he's charged with assault, which is what happens, which is why you should count to 10. However, when you poll on people's views on pesky reporters, the press doesn't come out that high. So there will be some people say, good, you should have done it. And that's, of course, nonsense. And when you see Trump at a rally when he was running for president saying, no, take him out. That is exactly the kind of temper tantrum that we are talking about. The president of the United States has said the press is the enemy of the people and talked about false news. So there's a full-scale assault on the press, so you can do anything you want. We'll have to see how the vote comes out. Now, the vote in that particular case showing that the Democrat is ahead in the race, even though it's a Republican district. And that may portend things to come. But this, I suspect, did not help this guy's case. It was a pure matter of frustration.
Let's stay with another media issue for a moment. The kerfuffle has erupted over the publishing of pictures and forensic photographs from the Manchester bombing. British officials infuriated at the New York Times, and Theresa May may take on Donald Trump over these leaks.
This is classic journalism 101, which you teach, of course, and you know it. If you publish the picture of maimed bodies and others, it will be seen as insensitive by many people. I, for example, will not look at them, but that's my choice. Nevertheless, is it the job of journalism to make those decisions for everybody? Let me put it this way. This was a terrible, heinous act, but nobody will necessarily understand it by reading just print on a page. A picture just paints it for everybody. So I'm on the side of those who choose to print those pictures, but I think the moment the press starts to censor, it becomes a different kind of story.
Russian officials discussed how to influence top advisors to Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign last year, eyeing both Paul Manafort and retired General Michael Flynn. The House Intelligence Committee has signaled plans it will subpoena Flynn in its ongoing inquiry into Russian collusion. The ball of twine, as you often say, Alan, continuing to unravel.
Well, David, from the very beginning, people have been saying that Flynn could have been subjected to blackmail. And I wondered where that came from. Well, clearly, that came from this conversation that was recorded, because basically they were talking about that, how to influence Manafort and how to influence Flynn into doing their will in terms of this president if he becomes president. And you will remember, this is a guy, Trump, who started talking about how wonderful the Russians were from minute one. Huh? This is a right winger, and he's talking about how great Putin is and how great the Russians are. One and one certainly makes two. On the other hand, there will be those like the guys on the phone who will say, we were just kidding around. And Flynn, for his part, and Manafort say, hey, nobody ever talked to me about doing anything.
$281,497 in the lockbox challenge, Alan. It's WAMC.org. We're trying to get to $500,000 before June 5th at 6 a.m. when our on-air fund drive begins, but can't have that radio station if we don't meet the goal.
Give us that figure one more time.
$281,497.
Okay, if we can go in with $300,000 with a week to go, we can do this. This is the linchpin. The Spitzer Foundation will give us $25,000 if we can do this. We've all made this together. It isn't me or you or Joe or anybody else. So the name of the game now is for everybody to do something, whether it's $5 or $1,000. And believe me, we've seen it all. If you turn your back in a democracy, if you don't vote, the results are inevitable. And at a time like this, boy, do we ever need WAMC.